Jamie Gentry hopes her exhibition at the Old Schoolhouse Arts Center will inspire people to be themselves. Blossoming is a selection of traditional, handmade moccasins, pairs so detailed that some represent close to 200 hours of bead work. Gentry said the exhibition provided her with the first opportunity to create for herself, rather than for others. "A lot of myself came through while I was working, and that's hundreds of hours of bead work as me time," she said. Gentry began making custom moccasins after she attended a workshop in 2014. She applied for, and was provided, a grant through the Canada Council for the Arts, which let her focus on creating for herself, which has resulted in the Blossoming collection. "Her biggest source of inspiration is nature, and it's important for her to go there for grounding and to take in the beauty. Ideas don't necessarily hit at the time," she added, "and it's like they need to steep inside her for a while before inspiration strikes." "Inspiration can come at the most random times," Gentry said. "When I'm doing the most mundane things, when I'm driving or I'm cleaning the house or something." The exhibition's title comes from the idea that Gentry has blossomed into herself as she followed her creativity making the moccasins, rather than fulfilling an order for her store. "A lot of myself came through while I was working, and that's hundreds of hours of bead work as me time," she said. Gentry is from the Kwakwaka'wakw Nation and grew up immersed in culture and surrounded by talented artists. She was always drawn to the arts, music, drawing and painting, but in particular gravitated towards sewing, beading and weaving. "Each moccasin she makes is done with a specific intention," she said, "and she does not cut into a hide until she knows who the moccasin is for. It takes a long time to make each pair, with the beading process being the most time-consuming process. I like to work with smaller beads, just for being able to add more detail and highlights and depth to the design, so yeah, it's quite the process," Gentry said. Blossoming is her first exhibition, and Gentry hopes people will walk away with the inspiration to be themselves, honor who they are and trust in themselves more. "I think that in this world there's a lot of supposed to's and a lot of rules, and most of the time they're created by our own selves," she said. Gentry's exhibition will be at Tosh, 122 Fern Road West, in Qualicum Beach, until August 23.